prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Because it's a holiday weekend, and also, I mean week, and also because Rob Regish is really sick, I want all of you listening to the show, without having to know what's going on with him, and he'll let you know in due time, you know, say a prayer and wish for good things for Coach Rob Regish, okay? And I'll let him discuss his situation when he comes back on the show, which will be after the holiday. Anyway, but today's discussion is so important. I've got my co-host, Dr. Jeff Gallini, with me. Let me just go ahead and run the music. Hold on a second, Jeff. Let's get right to this.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Gallini.
Oh, no, we're on Tuesday instead of Wednesday.
Hey, you know what? Don't laugh. I actually had to look at my watch twice. I was like, I got confused today because of that, the Tuesday-Wednesday mix-up. So, and you're a gracious person to actually do it at last minute on Tuesday. So thank you for that, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, so today's discussion is really exciting, and it's already getting a lot of activity on Facebook, which I predicted. Anytime you say the word vaccine, just by saying it, it's like a dog whistle now. Everybody piles on with all this stuff with Snopes and this website and that website. And it really is really, in my humble opinion, is the biggest problem today is the lack of transparency by the government about the vaccines. We're not saying don't vaccinate your kids. We're not saying do vaccinate your kids. We're saying that as a parent, you deserve informed consent.
Yeah, and that's the main thing I wanted to put across, too, in my words, is anyone listening, you know, don't take this wrong. We're not saying do not vaccinate your kids. We just want to give information about, as you said, informed consent and knowledge. You know, these are made by the drug companies, and they fall under a whole different category.
They fall under a category of biologics that actually puts them in the same class as blood, which means that they don't have to disclose any potential side effects on vaccines. And this is the issue. We're not talking about do vaccines work, and we're not talking about do vaccines not work. We're not talking about are vaccines dangerous. We're talking about the reality of applying a drug to the masses without giving them the opportunity of informed consent. When you and I hear a commercial on TV, Jeff,
yeah,
and it's for some drug, the first 15 seconds is about the drug. The last 40 seconds is about all the side effects with the drug.
And then the last, why that?
What's that?
Do you know why that is?
Go ahead, explain it.
Well, again, this is my connection at Pfizer. I think it was about 5, 6, 7 years ago. The drug companies really had open realm to what they could do. They could go in and wine and dine and give gifts to doctors, and they didn't have to tell the public about side effects. Well, as you can imagine, because of all the lawsuits that appeared, part of the settlement was the drug companies now have to actually tell you the side effects. That's why those commercials are all side effects, because that's part of the whole class action settlement. I'm talking about billions of dollars.
So think about this, right? So now when you go into your doctor and he prescribes a drug for you, an SSRI, you pick it, whatever class of drug, he knows the side effects. He can convey those to you. If he says, I want you to start taking this blood pressure medicine, you can say to him, are there any side effects, doc? Well, yes, in a small population. He can pull out an insert. He can go over it with you. He can discuss it with you. But more importantly, at the point of advertising, okay, when they advertise in magazines, they have to take a big block paragraphs to explain all the side effects. When they advertise on TV, they have to summarize all the side effects. They cannot advertise, because the purpose of this was there would not be any implied safety. Because they know the ad agencies are going to dress this stuff up, put butterflies on it, kids playing at picnic baskets and all that sort of stuff, and tie that to a drug. And you're like, oh, my God, this is apple pie from mom. This is good stuff. So they force them to say, what's the dark side of this drug?
But, you know, what's interesting is this classification we call biologics. Well, why are the biologics that are for arthritis, why do they have to list the side effects for those?
Again, because vaccines fall into a class that is considered like blood. So if you go for a blood transfusion, they don't have to tell you the potential side effects of a blood transfusion. See, that's I actually started a petition 4 years ago, but I couldn't get any gravity on it, that I wanted to petition the FDA to start treating vaccines the same way they treat pharmaceutical drugs. Because then what happens when Walgreens runs the ad, hey, stop by for your Christmas eggnog, and while you're here, get the flu shot for just $22. They would have to say, flu shot is associated with this side effect, that side effect. Oh, now it gets inconvenient. Oh, wait a minute. And keep in mind that the whole precipice that vaccines are built upon is that they are only good. They only serve mankind. They are only good. And that's not true.
And when again, just to kind of chime in, it's not true, and that is the deal. I don't care whether it's a biologic, it's a pharmaceutical drug, it's a dietary supplement. You know, let's cross the fence. You know, what makes a difference between a drug and a supplement? Okay, drugs can make claims. You know, aspirin cures headaches.
Right.
But they also have to list all the side effects. Dietary supplements, we can't make any claims, but we have to be side effect free. We cannot have something that's side effect. So where do these biologics fall? Do they not have to have the same safety standards? Do they not have to have the same testing? They know what's going on, and we don't even know where this stuff is made. One of the most popular ones, which is that,
DTP, the diphtheria?
Yeah, is made in Japan.
Right.
And do you know that I found that Japan has the highest rate of autism in the world?
Oh, man.
And I really thought it was going to be the USA when I was looking this up, and I found it was Japan. Now, it's being made by a pharmaceutical company. But the thing is, from my chemistry background, you know, I'm going, look at all of this, excuse my language, crap that this biologic is being put in. If I were to try to put that into a dietary supplement, I would probably be shot, not even thrown in jail. I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't want to take in MSG. I don't take any Chinese food that they use MSG. And there are two bases that they use, and one of them is MSG.
Yeah. And there's even worse things in there, right?
My goodness, that is just the one.
Thimerosal is the most troublesome of all of them.
And formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is a preservative. They claim this vaccine from Japan is preservative-free because formaldehyde is not considered a preservative. They are putting formaldehyde along with mercury and aluminum. Now, I don't care that, you know, they go, oh, there's only 0.170 milligrams of aluminum. Well, I can't have 0.170 milligrams of aluminum, or I can't have, you know, residue or traces of formaldehyde. I'm sorry, 0.02% is still in there.
And any supplement company would be shut down. The product would be recalled if that had any traces of anything in it. That's the different standard. But let's talk about why it is the way it is today.
Sure.
So vaccines really did work. Back during the Black Plague, the vaccination process started to evolve. And what they basically did was they took people who had contracted the plague and they took the pus from the pustules, and they scratched a person's arm and they rubbed it on that person, and that person got sick for about 2 days. Fever broke, they got sick, but then they came out of it and they were protected. This is the natural process of immune system hormesis. This is how the immune system works. The immune system adjusts itself to the proposed threats, but the threat has to hit it first quite often in order for it to be activated. So it really did work. Then the pharmaceutical companies, they started to make vaccines, and they said to the government, look, these are life-saving. I mean, we have polio. We have to, if we're going to make a polio vaccine, we cannot be held accountable for anything that goes wrong because you're rushing us to market with it. So the government said, okay, no problem. So the government treats two classes of drugs the same, antibiotics and vaccines, because both of them were needed quickly to save lives. So they allowed the pharmaceutical companies not to absorb any liability for anything that went wrong. And the government set up its own agencies to handle the claims against those drugs. Now, luckily, with antibiotics, there was nothing. So they changed the name to the Vaccine Compensation Program. Okay? And it's run by the government in tax dollars, and families who can run the gauntlet of attorneys provided by the government. Remember, you're fighting the government when your child gets sick from a vaccine from Merck. And the government is pushing you down into a hole and saying you're wrong because that's what their lawyers are supposed to do. So what happens is you have to fight the government to prove. And if all your dots across, dotted, T's across, and you win, they pay you a settlement, and it's a huge settlement. But then you have to sign a gag order never, ever to talk about this settlement, or they want it back.
And I found, I think it was at the Department of Human Health and Services, that the government since 1987 to today have paid out $3.3 billion in settlements due to deaths or severe illness from these vaccines.
The vaccine compensation program run by the government and tax dollars. And those are tax dollars. Those are yours and my dollars paying those settlements. So what you have here is you have privatized profits but socialized losses in this category of drugs for pharmaceutical companies. Because they don't get stung. They don't get stung with any of the financial losses. And keep in mind, the people who win at the government, they have to have, like the kid had to get a vaccine and get a disease immediately after, and they happened to be testing for, they just tested for the disease, and the kid was clean before. I mean, the moon and the stars have to line up in order for you to beat the government at this claim. So if they've paid that much money out, they've probably turned literally hundreds of thousands of families away.
If, you know, I mean, you know how the whole lawsuit system works. I mean, why aren't there class action commercials for vaccines? Probably because the government has threatened those lawyers.
Well, but they'd have to fight the government. They'd have to literally fight a government agency.
You can't. Yeah, I mean, it's, and you know, for most people, unless something you know, seriously happens. But you know, reading doctors' cases, you know, things that go wrong. I mean, again, things go wrong. Things go wrong from aspirin. But at least you have a choice. Remember years ago, they didn't even tell you that smoking was bad for you?
Oh, no, they said it was good. They said it was good for you. Four out of five doctors recommended Camels.
Yeah. So I mean, at least now, if you smoke, you know what's going to happen.
Yes.
That's your choice.
Informed
and again,
consent.
It comes down to, I saw somebody, this was interesting, he said, how about we all take this consent form and we go in and we have our doctor sign it for our vaccines? And it basically says, hey, I'm giving you this vaccine. I'm guaranteeing that it's completely safe. You'll have no side effects because there's no side effects. And if something happens, I'm held responsible. It's like, how many doctors are going to sign that? As a matter of fact, somebody here locally, I'm not going to mention who it was, they asked their doctor for their baby, hey, I heard these vaccines aren't safe. The doctor got pissed off because she asked that question.
Yeah, I believe it.
I mean, you know, it's like, what is wrong? And the thing that I want to stipulate, too, is this drug that arrives at the doctor's office, because by law, is the same way when you get a prescription drug. You get that big old insert that most people don't read. But if you actually look at them like I do, if I ever have to get a prescription, you'll find all the indications. You'll find all the side effects. You'll find the directions. The doctors get the same thing from these drug companies. So they have all the adverse reactions they have, what could cause, what could happen, what's going to happen. Yet, Carl, do you think they just don't even look at these?
No, they don't. I'm gonna close this segment with a true story. When I was really sick, when I had my heart problem, I was seeing a doctor. He was a friend of mine. He was a nice guy. Our kids played hockey together. So I went to see him when I was released from the hospital because I was on all these medications, and one of them was a blood pressure medication. And so I'm taking this particular blood pressure medication. It was called Norvasc. And it wasn't quite working as well as he wanted it to. And so he reaches into his top pocket and pulls out a packet, and he looks at it. He goes, here, I want you to start taking these as well with the Norvasc. He said, this will help control your blood pressure. And so I put it in my top pocket because this is when I owned my alarm company, and we had pocketed work shirts that we wore. And so now we're talking about the kids or something. He goes, you know what? Hold on a second. He reaches into my pocket. He takes the packet out, opens it up, takes the insert out, puts it in his top pocket, and hands me back the pills and says, I'm going to want to read that later. So he didn't even read it before he told me to start taking it with this other drug. I threw it away, naturally. Like, at that moment in time, I thought, okay, so this guy doesn't have his hands on his steering wheel. I ain't letting him near my steering wheel. You know, I mean, forget about it. I'll read that later after I told you to start taking it.
You know, it's almost like a bartender, you know, mixing up a cocktail. Okay, well, I'm going to give you this, but I know it's going to cause something, but I got something for that.
Yeah.
And then when this causes something, I got something for that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just ongoing.
I know. You end up treating the symptoms of the drugs that you were using to treat the symptoms of the drugs. Let's take a break. And as we go out, we are not recommending that people not get vaccines. Vaccines have provided great value to our population. All we are asking for is informed consent. Just like all the other drugs that you are forced upon, let us know what the side effects are before a parent says yes to a vaccine. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieved their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So I got to say something really quick, Dr. J.
Sure.
And that is, I don't need to read Snopes to find out that the DTaP vaccine has autism as a side effect. Somebody posted that, you know, the Snopes thing on our Facebook posting for today.
Right.
Ian Musgrove actually did it. And he suggested that I read the article anyway, even though I have the inserts. Why would I want to read the article so that they can interpret the inserts to me? I have the inserts. I have the DTaP. I just posted the DTaP insert. It says autism as a possible side effect.
Well, look here. I'm on the CDC website. Anybody can go here. This is public information, cdc.gov/vaccines, and then you got to go a little bit, and you'll get into all of the vaccines. And I like this. They say any vaccine can cause side effects. That's their opening statement. They go down, and all the vaccines have mild problems and serious problems. So that's kind of how they list it. Until you get down to the ATAP, now they have mild problems, other mild problems, moderate problems, and severe problems. And I'm like...
If it has that many problems, why would you want to give it to somebody?
And they do say, you know, moderate problems uncommon, severe problems very rare. But, you know, wouldn't you want to know that?
That
I'm
is the point. This is the point.
I don't want to scare
this
people.
This is the point. And you know what?
Yeah.
And I blame the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry for what's taking place today. So everybody is, you know, snoping this and snoping that when it comes to vaccines, because everybody is like, there's a war.
It's their opinion.
We don't care what your opinion is. I'm not saying they work. I'm not saying they don't work. I'm not saying they're safe. I'm not saying they're not safe. I'm saying we demand transparency so that parents can make informed consent decisions.
And why isn't the CDC publishing this, or are they doing their job by hiding it on their website? But I'm sorry, you know, when I'm supposed to trust a drug company, when they tell me that the DTaP, mild problems, common, fever up to one child in four, redness or swelling where the shot is giving, one out of four, soreness or tender, one out of four. Why do we believe that? And the doctor will say, oh, by the way, your arm's probably going to be sore. I mean, I've had tetanus before, and that's what they always tell you. You're probably going to be sore for a couple days. But then why don't they continue on, you know, down to some of the other stuff? vomiting, 1 out of 50. Well, I would like to know if my kid is going to throw up. What's causing that? You know, and then you go down and say, okay, well, only 1 out of 14,000 is going to have a seizure. Well, good Lord, I want to know that that's a possible side effect.
Yeah, because if you're the one person, it means the world to you.
And you know, what is this? Nonstop crying for 3 hours, 1 out of 1,000 kids. What is nonstop crying? What is that
because the child is probably in pain. Maybe the brain is swollen. Listen to this. So this is a pro vaccine study. Okay, this is one that looks at vaccine adverse events, separating myth from reality, and it's because you know the internet. Everybody can go find their own information now, and I'm going to summarize the abstract. But basically, what it says is, you know, these vaccines are all safe after we looked at everything. Thimerosal is currently being used only in multi-dose vials for influenza vaccine, and exposure through vaccines is not associated with adverse neurological outcomes. Now, keep that in mind because I'm going to go to another study in a second.
Right.
Right? Measles, mumps, rubella, they go on and on and on. They say, look, these vaccines are safe. Tell your people to go to credible sources of information before they and they actually, you know, and they actually want people to think that if it's anything against vaccines, it's not credible. But here's the problem. They say go to credible sources of information to get the answers. And then they tell the doctors in this study, if a recommended vaccine is refused, proper documentation is essential. You got to record that parent said, no, I don't want it. Vaccine adverse event reporting system and National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program track adverse events and allow compensation for documented harms from vaccines. So, and the whole top of the abstract is saying about how safe they are and that all the negative stuff is BS and all the positive stuff is good. But then they mention the National Injury Compensation Program that tracks these and compensates the families who have that were actually harmed by vaccines. So what they're implying is the number is so small, it's insignificant. But is it insignificant to you when it's your child?
Yeah. Well, again, when I was at this medical conference a few years ago, and here I am with Pfizer and Bristol, and you know they're hammering me because I'm presenting research on cresalazine, which is at, you know, orphan drug status with FDA. And they're going, how many side effects you got? How many side effects? Oh, I don't got any. Oh, you know, you can't have that, you know. And then, you know, you get to talking to them, and we're talking about clinical trials. And I'm like, I was being a smart aleck, and I said, well, did anybody die in your clinical trials? And they're like, well, of course. I mean, you know, there's always going to be a couple. But, you know, that's out of, you know, 5 out of 5,000. That's nothing. But, you know, again, getting back to the CDC website, you know, where they're listing all of the side effects, you know, one of the ones that they're giving all these kids now is MMRV, which is the measles, mumps, rubella, and varicella. And, again, this just kills me. A vaccine, like any other medicine, so now they're saying a vaccine is like any other medicine, is capable of causing serious problems such as severe allergic reactions. The risk of MMRV vaccine causing serious harm or death is extremely small. But then they don't tell me what small is.
Do you have the insert for the MMR vaccine by any chance? Do you know it lists sudden infant death syndrome as one of the possible side effects, right? You know that?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at it right now, along with deafness, long-term seizures, and permanent brain damage.
Because, and it was explained to me by Dr. Merrill Nass. Dr. Merrill Nass was on my show back in about 2010 when the whole anthrax thing was going on. She testified in front of Congress because when you went into the military at that point in time, you automatically got it, the new anthrax vaccine. Well, 1 out of 1,000 soldiers who got the anthrax vaccine developed myocardial changes. They ended up with weakened heart muscle, and they were let out of the Corps. They were let out of the military to go home and convalesce because their lives were ruined. 1 out of 1,000. And, you know, and for those in Capitol Hill going, wow, it's only 1 out of 1,000. Well, when you're the one, it's a really big friggin' deal.
Yeah, that's like Russian roulette, you know. And you know, back in the 50s, I mean, before they started this mandatory vaccination, I don't remember exactly the year that it started, you know, we didn't have any of these ailments. I mean, we have to look as a society and go, what's going on? Why are we having autism? Why are so many kids allergic to dairy, eggs, wheat, nuts? Why do we have so much irritable bowel syndrome? I mean, all these, okay, you want to call them minor things, but where are they coming from?
Yeah.
Are we not smart enough, Carl, to look at, I don't even know if this is history. I mean, has any other civilization in the past killed their own people?
Yeah, good. Yes, absolutely. That's what happens when a civilization falls apart. People
yeah.
leave. They just start leaving. They vote with their feet. They don't die. They just get up and they move to other countries. No, they really do. I want to take a last commercial break. When we come back, there's some more science I want to cover, because this particular science actually puts the weight of the problem we're seeing right now on thimerosal. But obviously, there's other things out there that are causing problems. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Science for Humans.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code code SHR, go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meets banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. The host, Dr. Jeff Galini. I am his Ed McMahon today. My name is Carl Lenore. There's two other studies I just want to get to really quick, and then you can take it from there, because I know you have things you want to talk about as well. So there's one study called The Punitive Role of Environmental Mercury in the Pathogenesis and Pathology of Autism Spectrum Disorder and Subtypes that looked at a variety of different groups of people who either received vaccines, didn't receive vaccines. They looked at twins. They looked at all different types of stuff, siblings and stuff like that. And the bottom line of theirs was basically very, very middle of the road. Retrospective studies on the hand of reporting reported to no relationship between a range of ethyl mercuries containing vaccines and chronic neuropathology or ASD. On the basis of these results, we would argue that more clinical relevant research is required to examine whether environmental mercury is associated with ASD or subtype. Specific recommendations for future and future research is discussed. And they go on and they talk about Asperger's in this study. They're very thorough. You know, they look at all of these different situations that occur under the heading of autism spectrum. And then a study was just published now in I'm lying. It wasn't published now. This one was published in July of this year, 2017. And it's called Increased Risk for Any Atypical Autism Diagnosis Following Thimerosal-Containing Vaccine Exposure in the United States and Prospective Longitudinal Case Study in the Vaccine Safety Data Link. So they use an existing database of information to extrapolate their data. But what they looked at only was the vaccines that had thimerosal in them. Very, very different. When you dilute it with other vaccines, you know, the numbers get a little fuzzier. And this was their conclusion. And this is July of this year. Routine childhood vaccination is an important public health tool to reduce infectious disease. And I agree with that. I'm sure you do too, right, Jeff?
Yes, correct.
Okay. The present study provides important epidemiological evidence significantly associating increased mercury exposure from thimerosal-containing childhood vaccines and the subsequent risk of atypical autism diagnosis. And the study suggests that thimerosal should be eliminated from vaccines. July of 2017. Now, right now, there are vaccines that have thimerosal listed on them, but here's something that you don't know. You know how the FDA is great at letting companies hide stuff from us? Like they allowed they allowed high fructose corn syrup. You don't see that on labels anymore. Now it's just listed as fructose or fructose glucose. So, you know, they're very slick. The FDA is very slick on helping companies give it to us, even though we don't want it. Well, now if they use the thimerosal in the manufacturing process, it doesn't have to be listed as an ingredient, right? If it's like a reagent. I mean, you don't list every reagent on the label, too, that you use to make the ingredients in there. So if they use thimerosal in the manufacturing process, even though there is residual thimerosal in that bottle, they don't have to list thimerosal on the label. So how many vaccines really have thimerosal under some stealth way in there? We don't know. And the reason we even are having this stupid discussion is because the FDA refuses to force vaccine manufacturers to openly disclose everywhere, shouted from the rooftops, all of the potential side effects of their vaccines. And people continue to struggle to make this decision because they can't believe the government would withhold information that would hurt them.
Yeah, well, get over it. It's true.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, again, being in the manufacturing and knowing it doesn't matter whether you're making a vaccine, you know, a thyroid medicine or vitamin C, it's all the same. And I know so many people that can take one drug and then they use a generic form and they have some allergic reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to equate it back to, you know, most of these vaccines are made out of the country. Do you think our government is testing them for purity when they come in? Heck no.
You don't think so?
Are you being sarcastic?
No, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I just assumed they were.
Oh, heck. Oh, no way. Because these bottles are sterile. There is no way that they are doing anything. These are coming in and going straight into the food chain, so to say, as is. And if they do, how many are they checking? One out of a kabillion? But here's what I'm alluding back to what you were saying. You know, maybe the vaccine itself is completely harmless. It's beneficial.
It's beneficial, right.
But they did not, let's say they did the study with the vaccine in its pure form. They maybe put it in water. Every time some new manufacturer makes it or they try to extend the shelf life, these are called excipients. These are other things that they add to it to increase the shelf life. It doesn't increase the availability of the vaccine. It doesn't increase the delivery of the vaccine. It's all about stabilization and shelf life. So the government isn't going to check to see if there is thimerosal or formaldehyde. Or maybe, we don't know, maybe they say, oh, okay, as long as below this limit, we don't care. We'll just turn our heads because we got to have these vaccines and
that's
we
it.
Can't have them going bad in 2 weeks. You know, they've got to ship from, you know, overseas. And, you know, you look at the Japanese brand. How do you know those are actually being made in Japan? How do we know they're not contracting it out to Mexico or China? You don't know. It has happened in the supplement industry where an Indian company will say, this herb is from India, but they're actually buying it from China. Do you think that the drug industry is any different? Absolutely not. You know, so we should be able to know where these come from, and we should have a choice whether or not we don't want a vaccine from China. But again, you know, we're never going to get that information. We're never going to be privy to that, as we are not privy to the things we've been discussing, side effects and what have you. So again, I really think it's all these different excipients. You know, the amount, when you look at a vial of these vaccine, I don't know, maybe it's 1 to 5 milliliters, the amount of the actual vaccine, if I were to take that out, you could not even see that with the naked eye, let alone with a microscope. So all the rest of that is the delivery system for that vaccine.
Right, and it's
intramuscular.
And when you really think about what it's there for, it's not there to make the vaccine more effective. It's there to make it, give it a greater shelf life so that they can make multi-injection vials that last a year or two because that gives them more value. It's not about making the vaccine better for the person that's being injected. It's been being made better for commerce purposes.
And, you know, it has to be in an aqueous solution in order to go in intramuscular. Now, keep in mind, there are various ways to deliver a drug. Orally, which means it has to bypass, go down through the whole digestive, the GI tract. These biologics will get destroyed in the acidic stomach. That's why you can't just take a pill. You can do it transdermally, but again, there are challenges to transdermal delivery.
Right.
Intramuscular bypasses all that. They basically shoot it down to the muscle, and it is absorbed directly into the bloodstream. So again, all of this stuff that is in that bottle is so that it can go in through that way and get in. But most of it, like you said, is for preservatives, is for shelf life. They find out if they add a little bit of this, the drug will actually last longer. You know, maybe they don't have to refrigerate it as long. You know, storage conditions, I'm sure, when you look at the way anything is shipped from outside of the country into our country, it has to go through customs. You know, it isn't always being refrigerated at a certain temperature. And even if they have these really cool monitors that they will ship inside these containers.
Yeah, they record the lowest temperature, right?
Yep, they actually record the temperature all the way through. So you can see on an hourly, minute, whatever basis what the temperature is. Well, is somebody in the CDC or FDA going to look at all that data and go, oh, look, the temperature, you know, while it was sitting out there at the dock, you know, dropped. Are they going to toss all that out?
Probably
I don't
not.
Know. All these things can affect. So again, you know, like they have done for our food industry, you know, with radiation and pesticides and things to increase shelf life, the same thing happens in the pharmaceutical. They got billions of dollars. They're way smarter than the food people.
Yeah. You know?
And I think that's what's causing all these problems, Carl. And I think that's why the problems are growing, is because the smarter we get, the dumber the decisions we make for the bottom line. You know?
Right. Right. And that's what it is. It's all about the bottom line. It's not about people's health.
It's all about health. The money dollar.
Yeah. If you look at every change that's been made to agriculture, hasn't been made so that the food is more nutritious. It's so that they can produce more at a lower price so that they can make more profits.
Yep. And I think we got to get smarter. You know, I mean, years ago, they would space out these vaccines. You would get the polio, and then 6 months later or 2 months later, you get the next one. Now, 5, 6 all at one time. I mean, that just seems to be an overload on an infant system.
Elisa said during a casual Friday, and I'm going to be off, but I'm not far off, that by the time a child is 15 years old, they've received 146 vaccines and or boosters.
Really?
Yeah.
And I remember, I believe that, it. I mean, you know.
I mean, if you do what your doctor says, like, oh,
yeah,
your son needs to get the human papillomavirus, because, you know, boys get that too. You know, think about what vaccines are. Vaccines are like homeowners insurance, right? You never want to have to use it, but it's there. But it protects against a non-event. So every month you write that check, you're writing a check for something that hasn't happened last month and probably won't happen this month, but you write that check faithfully anyway because you believe the one event that it'll help you avoid, it will be well worth that, the catastrophic effect. So they sell these vaccines the same way. When you look at vaccine commercials, it's always, hey, don't get this, get your vaccine and you won't get it. Hey, don't get this, get your vaccine and one out of six 70-year-olds and above will suffer from shingles, but get the shingles vaccine now. I know people who got the vaccine and they got the shingles.
Well, it's exactly. I mean, again, you know, everybody's immune systems are different, and you know, we know that. We know things are killing our immune system. We have talked about that till we're blue in the face, and we'll continue to talk about it. But when you take in this live thing, people don't even know what these vaccines are, that this is actually the live thing. It is the actual virus, you know, and it's designed so that your body will build up an immunity to that. But a lot of times, it's enough to give you the virus itself you're trying to avoid.
Right.
But like you said, on the shingle, they don't say that. You know, they try to scare you that, oh, it's so painful, and 1 out of 5 adults, you have the shingle virus in you. But why don't they turn around and go, and now 1 out of 7 people are going to get shingles by getting the virus.
Yeah, so, the vaccine.
You have a better chance.
By getting the vaccine,
That's 62% or whatever the math, you know. But, and again, that's kind of what we alluded to from the beginning, is just informing us about things. But I don't think, Carl, the government is ever going to inform us, because I heard something on the radio this morning coming in which had nothing to do with this subject. But this particular preacher was talking about what's going on behind the scenes. And, you know, they portray that, hey, America is safe, or, you know, things are great. If they told us what was actually going on, there would be mass hysteria and panic. And I think the same with this. If people actually knew, no one would do it. I mean, no one would go to schools, because you can't get into schools if you haven't been vaccinated. So schools would cease to exist.
And that whole herd approach just baffles my mind. If you're the one person who doesn't have the vaccine and everyone else is vaccinated, they should feel safe. You should be the one that's worried because you don't have the vaccine. But somehow you're going to make their vaccine fail if you don't get your vaccine. It's like, well, wait a minute. Maybe the vaccine doesn't work in the first place.
Isn't that funny that they're not concerned about the non-vaccinated kid? They're concerned about all the vaccinated ones.
Meanwhile, if you get the whooping cough vaccine, because so here's the new move, right? Your granddaughter has a baby. You want to hold her in your arms, but you can't because you may have the whooping cough in you. And even though it's not coming out yet, you'll give it to the baby. So you need to come in and get vaccinated, right? So just like you said, they give you a live form of the whooping cough virus in the vaccine. So then you go to give blood at Red Cross, right? You go into Red Cross and they say to you, have you or anyone you've come in contact with in the past 6 weeks gotten the whooping cough vaccine? So I said to the girl, No. I said, but why? She goes, oh, because for the 6 weeks after you get the whooping cough vaccine, you can actually be highly contagious. I don't think she was supposed to say that to me, because then the other guy says, he spoke up. He said, it's just because we need to know who's coming in contact with whooping cough. And that doesn't make any sense. What she said made sense. So they must have explained it to her. They explained it to her that way. She wasn't supposed to tell me.
Well, if you've ever been in the birthing center, I've been in the birthing center here quite often the last 10 years, you know. It's amazing now, all the precautions. You know, if you have this, this, and that, don't come in. We don't want the kid catching a virus, they say.
Right.
You know, wash your hands, do this. And parents with first kids, I mean, they probably bathe those kids in hand sanitizer.
Right.
And then those kids are usually the sickest. And then they realize, no, you got to handle those kids. They have to be subjected.
Yeah.
You can't put them in a bubble. That's how their immune systems. Our body, people don't look at, you know, how the human body is and how complex it is. If you just took a little time to do a little bit of anatomy and physiology research, you would see how complex this system is and how it really works. And then it would really make sense that you got over 5 pounds of bacteria in your body. Why is that? It's part of the whole immune system.
Yeah, the way it is the immune system.
Designed. It is. So by hindering good bacteria, you know, again, you are going to be more susceptible to more illnesses, more viruses.
And we see that bacteria. So I'm a cesarean. I'm a C-section baby. I wasn't delivered vaginally because I was too big. My mother's under 5 foot tall. And so I have had allergies my whole life, and now I know why, because I wasn't afforded the luxury of coming through the birth canal and picking up all of the beneficial bacteria from my mother. Now, my mother double whammied me. That was also when they said, hey, baby formula is better than breast milk. So I also got baby formula, so I got robbed of potential immune-boosting effects of breast milk. I got robbed both ways. I'm so upset. You have no idea how upsetting this is to me. And it's all because of money. It's all because of money.
Yeah. And I don't even know myself. My mom passed away a long time ago. But, boy, that'd be a good thing to know.
I got a feeling that you were born vaginally. Because unless your mom was really, really tiny or had some kind of complications, and you would have heard the stories by now when you were a kid, because they would have told the stories about how you – you know, you had to be born.
Probably. Back then, I mean, the majority of the kids, I mean, you just went along the same way. Now it's more of a, I don't want to say a luxury, but what do you want to call it? It's easier. You know, people don't want to have to deal with the pain of birthing and stuff, I think. But
hey, you know what? And the other funny thing is that back then, formula was seen as like, a step up. Like, oh, you breastfeed? Like, oh, you must be poor, because only poor people would breastfeed. Now we have baby formula. And so if you wanted to keep up with the Joneses, you started using baby formula. And the poor people had to breastfeed. Well, guess what? The poor people's kids were healthier.
And you know, I'm in the baby formula business here.
I know.
And I really laugh, because when you look at, especially for different countries, what are required, I'm going, well, why is a China baby any different than a European baby or American baby? Why does every country require something different? And I'm like, this ain't nothing even close to breast milk. I was listening to a doctor the other day. He happened to be negative, but it was a very interesting topic. He was talking about cow's milk. He said, cow's milk is designed for one thing. It's designed to take a baby calf to 400 pounds in 6 weeks or whatever. It's full of antibodies and growth hormone and IGF, and, you know, he's just listing all these
bad things that breast milk have too.
Well, he wasn't necessarily saying it was bad. He was just saying that it's designed for one thing. And I was thinking, well, my gosh, that's what breast milk is designed. Again, our human body is designed to feed that baby so it grows. It gets all of the things that's going to help our immune system. These baby powders have to be so pure. I mean, one of these days I'm going to tell you all the testing and stuff we have to do. Nitrogen packet, no oxygen. I mean, so really, I think formulas, you know, they're so clean that they do the complete opposite as breast milk. You know, they aren't getting the things they need.
And you know, but you know, but think about this. milk, mammalian milk, is the only thing made by nature to be food, to be consumed, yeah, and to nourish and to heal and to grow and to promote anabolism. It's the only thing in nature that was made, yep, to be. Now, think about this for a second. If you have a baby dolphin that doesn't have a mom, you can feed that dolphin cow's milk. Yep. You could feed that dolphin goat's milk. You could feed the goat dolphin milk. You could. So when these people knock dairy, they, oh, dairy is horrible, it's no good, they're so stupid. It's the only universal food in nature, period. End of story, which means it's perfect. It's perfect, yep, to do the job. That's what it means.
So the point is, you know, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
But I guess at the end of the day, you know, I don't even have any advice. I mean, really, as we started this show, we just said, hey, we aren't giving advice about vaccines, whether they're good, bad. We just want to tell people they need to be informed and they need to ask questions. And maybe if enough people started inquiring, they would let us know so that people can make an educated decision like we do with any other drug. But again, most of the time, doctor says take this, you take it because you got something wrong. And at the time, you figure it's better to lower your blood pressure, not realizing you're going to become diabetic, you're going to have heart problems, and you're probably going to have arthritis, you know, but right, that's, you'll deal with that later down the road.
Well, and I do have something I want to ask the audience to do. So this is the holiday weekend. We're off the rest of the week. It's Thanksgiving. All of you are going to be with your families. We're going to be with our families. And this should be a subject around the table, you know, and you don't have to do it like in your face. You can just say, you know, vaccines, good or bad, that's not the problem. The problem is that the vaccine manufacturers are not required to disclose the potential side effects when they advertise vaccines. So people think, yeah, that they're always safe, and they're not. And they definitely possess a value, and I'm not saying we should get rid of vaccines, but shouldn't we have the right to know what the side effects are when we say, yeah, doc, go ahead, give that to my son?
Yep, and then I also think the government needs to do more research and they need to find safer ways to deliver these vaccines,
yeah,
and quit using old-school technology. You know, let's not make dietary supplements the number two most regulated industry. Let's get pharmaceutical to be number one again like it was years ago.
Right, right, right. I like,
you know,
that.
This
I like
is what
that.
It's about. Yeah,
happy
regulate it, control it.
Happy Thanksgiving, man. What are you doing?
Oh, brother, it's, man, turkey. I got my my friends over at my gluten-free bakery made me a pumpkin pie, yeah, apple pie, and Dr. Jeff's going to eat the whole thing because I've been getting ready for Thanksgiving. Just going to, man, friends, you know, family, we're going to eat probably the same as you, huh?
I love this time of year.
Holiday.
I love this time of year
I
between
do.
Thanksgiving and Christmas and everybody getting together and being happy and joyous.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm looking forward to it. All right, well, yep, listen, you have a happy Thanksgiving, man.
You too, and everybody out there, happy Thanksgiving.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high, naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst. Don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to HighCurcuminTurmeric.com today to learn more.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrontil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrontil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrontil
relieved their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrontil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrontil.
Atrontil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back.
Enough of vaccines. So it is Thanksgiving week. Today is Tuesday. Tomorrow, we have Thanksgiving dinner with one family member. And then Thursday, we have Thanksgiving dinner again with some really good friends at their house. And then we have a small Thanksgiving meal to keep at our house because I'm sure we're going to want Thanksgiving leftovers. Everybody does, right? They're the best. You know, this year started out so-so, and the year really got crappy fast. But I have to say that the year is turning out to be pretty wonderful, pretty magical, quite frankly. My sense of gratitude lately has just been very, very heightened. That's all I can say. It may be the microdosing. I'm not doubting that, and I'm not upset if that's what it is either. But I can say that I've made a lot of progress in the past 45 days, and lots of exciting things are about to happen. And I'm very open to change, whatever that means. I feel like the show needs to change somehow. I really do. I feel like I've been doing the same thing. Oh, actually, let's see. Hold on. Where's the calendar? So the show's 12-year anniversary is just a week away, I think. Pretty sure if I can get a calendar to open. Oh, yep. Yeah. Actually, the show's 12-year anniversary is the 25th, this Saturday. How do you like that? That's the first, it was the last full weekend, the last weekend of November, the last Saturday, 2005, when I first went on the air with Clear Channel. And look at this, all these years later, 12 years. God, it only feels like 11 and a half. But I do have a lot to be thankful for. And I'm thankful to those of you listening to the show, right? The diehards, as well as the occasional drive-bys where they like a subject that I cover, I love you all the same. And I'm very fortunate to have had the opportunity to talk to all of you on a regular basis. I'm sure that my voice drones in your head at times when you just want to get it out. And unfortunately, I don't have a voice to put with you in my head. So maybe next year we'll try to get more listeners on the air too. What do you think of that? Would people come? You know, I do this sometimes and then nobody shows up. They don't want to do it. Everybody's afraid, shy. You know, they have nothing to talk about. I would like to get more listeners on the air next year. That would be fun. But anyway, so that's all I've got today. I'm off tomorrow. Eating. Going to be eating for the next couple days. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you, and we'll talk to you next week. We do have great shows planned for next week. See you then.